views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Hummingbird Jewel. Welcome, Hummingbird Jewel.
Well, hello there, Cornelia. I can't believe it's been a month. Wow. Yeah.
It's been a month since the last time that you've been here. This is our second show with you. And so welcome back. I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today because we're talking about the spiritual law of oneness. But I just want to let everybody know, I want to read out the title again. And the title of today's show is From Being a Maid to Having It Made. And then you're going to give us a little background about what was that all about?
Yeah, well, my very first job, I had to lie about my age. I was 14 and I lived in a small town, Eureka, California. Oh. And I lied about my age and I was a motel maid. That was my very first job ever. And then I graduated, I think, to washing hair, busing tables. That sent me to college. I bused tables for like 17 months. And then I did corporate for a long time, you know, I was in cubicles and offices and management and up the ladder, down the ladder, you know, because you kind of get tired of being up the ladder and then you're at the end, you're kind of like, oh, I'd rather just be an assistant. And then when I got laid off in 2008 with a lot of other people from my corporate job, I decided to become a nanny. And I was a professional nanny for seven, 8 years. And that's kind of like being a maid too. And I loved it. I really did. I loved everything about it, but my body didn't. And so I decided to retire from that, from being a maid, which is a nanny, really. And I have my own business now, and it's so wonderful. I get to embrace my life mission statement, which is to teach love by being an example of love. And I'm just so thrilled every day. Mondays are awesome now.
Yeah, Mondays are awesome. Definitely. I call Mondays, Mondays are holidays. You know, it's, you know, always people, when Sunday afternoons, I think there's a statistic out there that shows that Sunday afternoon, people start getting depressed. And I think there's a lot of heart attacks that happen like at 2 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning early, mainly because people don't, you know, don't want to go back to their job that they don't like. Yeah. And so that's all part of, you know, creating your life according to your own blueprint and what, you know, doing what it is that you love and being an entrepreneur, working for a company that honors and cherishes you. And, you know, so those are all the things that we want to create in building our new world, but having to let go of some of that old conditioning from the past. Like you said, you graduated up and now you went from being a maid to having it made, and you're designing your life according to how you want to live it. So that's why you love Mondays, and I love Mondays too.
And actually love Fridays too. I mean, it's just like, I love every day.
Yeah, it's really, it comes down to just really, you know, being present in the moment and loving what it is that you do.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. It's about, you know, enjoying your energy life force and realizing that life is precious, right? That's what we're here to talk about today, the spiritual law of oneness. So you are part of the Million Meditators Club, right?
Yes, the 1 Million Meditators Movement. And I've been ambassador, I guess, for 2 years. I thought it was a year and a half, but Facebook brought up 2 years ago. And every 2 months, we come together and we're all volunteers. It's a grassroots movement with a global intent that's extremely simple and pure. I love myself and the planet. And we go live on Facebook for 15 minutes and we meditate. And we ask that everybody come together and choose a podcast. So we have over 100 this week. We're doing something different this time because it's our 2-year anniversary. So we're starting off tomorrow and International Peace Day. Mm. And so we're having podcasts all day tomorrow. Mine will be 4:00 Central Time. So I'll start out. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do. Sometimes I do a teaching. Sometimes I do some reading. And then you just sit and either pray or meditate or knit. I mean, it's all just about just thinking about, you know, I love myself and the planet. And that's what the law of oneness is about. It's that we're all connected together. And when we think our thoughts, you know, and we create our co-create our realities and our lives with our thoughts, our ambitions and our intent, you know we can do that. But what happens when you bring more than one together, two or more, when you pray around the table? You know, that's a intention with a small group. What happens when you have a million people with that simple premise? Shift can happen. And I can't teach this law in 10 minutes, but I wrote an extensive blog about it. And it's on my website, www.hummingbird-jewel.com, or just Google Hummingbird Jewel. My website should pop up pretty quickly. Go to my blog. And I wrote a really long blog about more science behind it, more understanding of how thoughts are energy. So I'm going to do that every month because you can't really get to the really meat of a spiritual law in a few minutes. And I don't want to bore everybody anyway. And if you're really interested in the science behind things and you really want to focus on it for the whole month, which I would ask that maybe you try to do that, like, every month, focus on a spiritual law, and then you build these laws together, and then you have a design for your life. And that's kind of my intent for being on the show for a year, is to teach you spiritual laws. And this one's pretty special. But back to 1 Million Meditators, we're going to have shows throughout the week. I have a book show, Soul Solutions, a book review show for mind readers on Tuesdays at 2 Central, where I interview authors, and then other ambassadors are going to be doing, you know, like their flute music, or they're going to teach a meditation, or they're going to do singing bowls, or, you know, hypnosis. And then we're going to end on the 28th with another round of 15-minute broadcasts. And this time I'll be in Oklahoma, and mine's really early in the morning, 7:30 Central Time. So I'm excited because, you know, the law of oneness and the meditation of bringing together a million people. We're hoping to surpass 500,000 this time. So please join the movement if it feels like something you would like to do. And, you know, bring your family or your pets or your kids. And you don't, there's no bad meditation. That comes from Dr. Joe. You know, if you know, are kind of fidgety, or you don't want to lay down, you want to sit up, or you don't want to sit up, you want to lay down, it doesn't matter. You know, you just do it the way it resonates to you, because it's all about that intention, right?
Cornelia? Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I love the power of a collective coming together and focusing on one, you know, common goal, one intent. And So that's really powerful when that happens. And so you all are meeting this week with this movement. And tell us again how to get to see you or participate in the movement. How do we go to this Million Meditators Club?
1millionmeditators.com is the main website. We also have a Facebook page. My Facebook page under the name Julia Rogers, but if you Google Hummingbird Jewel, that's how you'll find my Facebook, because I used to go by Hummingbird Jewel on Facebook, and they made me change it, and that's another story. But Google Hummingbird Jewel, my Facebook there. We have this beautiful, I can't remember what it's called, but it's a tree, and you can like click on it. It has all the meditators go out all around the world, because it's like 60 people globally. We start in Australia. And we call it the tsunami wave of love. And so you just go to the 1 Million Meditators Facebook page, join the movement, and the broadcasts are live there. every 15 minutes.
That's powerful. That's powerful. How long have you been part of the movement? How long have you been an ambassador?
2 years. I thought it was, I must have come in after the first couple, maybe after the first one or the second one. I thought I waited 6 months, but apparently I didn't, because I saw a Facebook post came up, you know, memories. You know, it's like 2 years ago, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm 2 years old too. So, you know, it's pretty cool because we're all volunteers and it's a beautiful community to be connected with these people. And believe me, we were terrified of going live back, you know, 2 years ago. It was all brand new. Oh, yeah. Nobody had gone live, but it was pretty easy because you just like say, hi, I'm going to meditate. You didn't have to talk for too long.
Yeah, really. That's
you
so
know, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's wonderful, though. So are you all going to be meditating live?
Yes, it's every single one's live.
Yeah. Every single one is live. That's so amazing. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and everybody does it a little different, you know. Uh-huh. And some people are out in the ocean. Other people have beautiful bells. And some people have little sparkly things. I mean, it's really cool. So everybody does their own version of but we all use the same three soundtracks. And when you join the movement, you get three free soundtracks. So you can actually plug it in yourself if you want and listen to whichever one you want, or just listen to whichever track that we pick.
Nice. Nice. So what's your form of meditation? What type of meditation do you practice?
I usually do guided because I have what I call bouncy brain. So for me to go into silence, not so much. So I like to hear somebody guide me. But a lot of times once I connect to my superconscious mind, I won't even hear their words, right? Because you're just like out there. But, you know, the meditation, you're going to want to go into theta. And then sometimes you go into delta, which is actually sleep, but you're not sleeping. It's kind of in the frequency. But, yeah, I like the guided meditations. Those are my preference. But I do listen to frequency music without words, too, just to keep my frequency in sync daily. That helps me and helps me connect to superconscious mind, all that is. So it's a pretty wonderful experience when you practice after a while. And I was just, you know, I used to have really severe back pain, which I've now self-healed through meditation and frequency music and other things. But I couldn't sit up, you know, I had to lay down. So I learned how to leave my body and then have my soul body sit up. You know, so there's tricks you can do. Like you said, well, I can't sit up because I'm in pain, or I can do it laying down. If you fall asleep, it's okay. It doesn't matter. Your subconscious mind doesn't sleep anyway. It'll still get some of the meditation, and you're trying. Maybe you only got 30 good minutes of meditation. It's okay. Just do it. You know, it's really, it's amazing. Meditation to me is like food sustenance. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's wonderful because even if you start with just 5 minutes, if you start with 5 minutes and you work your way up to 10 to 15, but it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be any sort of, ritual that says this is the way it is. It doesn't have to be dictated. There's so many ways, even if you're gardening or if you're, like you said, knitting, or if you're just quieting down, or if you're walking, or if you're praying. So there's so many ways to silence the mind and quiet the mind so that you can listen more. And like you said, tap into that super conscious mind. And like Wayne Dyer used to say, get into the gap and, you know, and connect to the super conscious. And that's really also part of having that regular practice, what meditation can really do. You're setting a new way for you to connect, right? So it's wonderful. And I love that you all are meeting and that there's a global movement happening and millions of people are meditating together. And that truly is how we're healing the world. And I love the intent of love myself, and I love the planet. That's a beautiful intent. We are the planet. We are. It's all part of the spiritual law of oneness, which we're going to talk about a little bit more in this next segment. But let's first take a break, and we'll be right back with Hummingbird Jewel and Cornelia Stephanie. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Hummingbird Jewel. And during the break, we were talking about the flooding that's happening in Houston, right? So you wanted to speak to that.
I certainly do. We had a storm called Imelda hit us from behind. We were not prepared. Usually we know. And when Harvey was coming, we were all hunkered down and we had our food and our water and people weren't out on the roads. And Harvey was around 40 inches of rain. I think it was 2 to 3 days because I remember when the sun came out, we were just like, whoa, the sun, you know, and we were just pounded for 3 days. But Imelda was 6 inches an hour and people got trapped and rest homes were surrounded without, you know, the caretakers being able to get to them. Children were in buses, animals. And so I don't want to get into the negative side of this, but it was big. It was big. And so a lot of people are still stranded because the waters take a while to go down or they kind of raise up and it takes a while for everything. So I was hoping that we could all just like maybe just take a couple of deep breaths and just see the skies clearing. I don't want to send a storm anywhere else and just see everybody safe, everybody being rescued. And I can't talk more to the people in this area, how I've seen them go through Ike and Rita and Harvey, and how we come together as one. And it's a pure example of the law of oneness in action, not just in thought and in prayer, So collective consciousness, you know, can actually be physical, I believe, too, because we just jump out and we just help each other. The first thing we do is help each other. We don't wait for the government to come in. You know, we're just, these people around here are true grit, and we get help from outside too. So if we could all just kind of take a deep breath and just see the Gulf area, the whole Gulf area, not just Houston, because a lot of the outlying areas, and just see these people safe, fed, warm, sheltered, the animals taken care of. And we call out to the positive powers in the universe, to our guides, masters, and angels, asking for safety and one intent, for the rains to dissipate, the waters to just soak into the earth, not flooding anymore. Bringing the people together, and we will all join together and help each other through yet another flood. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for participating and helping out my area right now. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I mean, we're talking about the spiritual law of oneness, and when you're saying it's my area too. And
Thank you.
I feel like, you know, it's like, it doesn't, we're all connected. It's all energy. And it's, you know, it's, when we're talking about self-love and we're talking about one planet, it's also my area, just because I don't live where you live, but right. I'm certainly connected to the people that are there, because they're all part of what our next discussion is. And that is, the spiritual law of oneness, and are we all fragments of God consciousness?
That's exactly it. You know, it's that we're all connected to source. That's what the law of oneness is. It means that we are all connected to source, every single one of us. And I had Barry Goldstein on my book review show, and he was telling a story about how he experienced the law of oneness. I believe it was in a dream. And he said, I became a blade of grass. You know, I became everything. I realized, and he said, you know, you hear about the law of oneness and you think, oh, yeah, you know, hippies and woo-woos. But he goes, and then I felt it. And he said it was just incredible. And you can't actually have those experiences through dreams, through meditation. And then, of course, some people do it through near-death experiences. You don't have to have an NDE to experience that feeling that you are the rock, you are the neighbors, you are the hummingbird that keeps flying outside my window. You know, it's a pretty powerful law, and I truly believe in it. You know, I do.
Yeah, that's why I'm so glad that you brought it on as the second law. The first law that we talked about was the law of
vibration.
Law of vibration, right?
Yeah,
the law of vibration, and now we're talking about the spiritual law of oneness, and mm-hmm. how we are all sparks of God consciousness, right?
Yes,
and how we're all connected to each other. And Barry said that he had the meditation where he was a blade of grass, and if we can see ourselves in everything.
Yes.
Would you resonate with that?
Yeah, it's everything, just not just each other as souls, but, you know, the plants, the trees, the sky, the wind. Yes. And you've done some peace movement.
It's what is this, we're in 2019, so the because this week is the International Peace Day. Is it on the 21st?
It's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. And
you remember the day.
Yes, definitely have organized, you know, the Unity Group, that is the Worldwide Unity Group.
Yes.
I've been affiliated with them, and throughout the years I've had, you know, events organized here in my town.
Nice.
And gathered people, and we did ceremony together during International Peace Day. And then there was one year I had a retreat that I, you know, because I facilitate retreats. And during that time, I also brought the International Peace into the retreat. And so it was also part of that. So it's definitely part of my soul mission as well, is to bring peace on earth. That's part of the reason why Heaven on Earth radio show is an expression of that. Right. So that we can model and show what it's like to express ourselves from this higher consciousness place, and show what it's like to actually live in peace, moment by moment by moment by moment, right? And this is the first time ever in the history of this planet where peace will reign on Earth. So this is an exciting time, and we're not there because we still have a lot of work to do on the planet, but we are. There's so many ripples of beings like yourself, yes, million meditators, so many people around the world that are also holding that collective intent, and that is to meditate and bring peace to the earth. And this is what our evolution is calling for now, because war is just not an option anymore, because otherwise we will continue on self-destructing, and that is not part of the collective plan.
Yeah, and teach our children, because children are watching your example, you know, and a lot of the people that in my meditation groups, they'll talk about, and they'll take a picture of one of their kids and they have their little blindfolds on because they're copying their parents, you know, and I just love that so much. And so I'm a part of Dear Healing Community too on Facebook, and that's Advanced Dr. Joe students. Dr. Joe Dispenza has advanced students, and we come together and we do global meditations to help people that have cancer, and we do for animals too, and children, of course. And sometimes we do with groups of children. We'll have like 20 people that we all pray for and meditate over, and or groups of animals. And sometimes it's just one person. And then, but then we do groups, healing meditations, and we'll just say who needs to be a healer and who wants to be the healee. And it doesn't matter if you're giving or receiving, it's just the same, you know, the connection. And these are people all over the world. And that's what the internet's done for us. You know, it's brought us together. And Unity has picked us up, 1 million meditators, and it's so amazing to be a part of that, because there are a lot of cells of people, and we're all coming together. I just got the goosies. Yeah. And it's really beautiful. It's so beautiful to be a part of it. I really want everybody to be a part of it. You know, I want them to experience what it's like, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, the more that we offer this space and hold that collective intent, like you talked about earlier, is that is the part that's going to ripple out. It's going to ripple out, because that's what happens. It's what's been happening. That's the reason why we are where we are today. When we look back to where we were back in 2012 or 2011, we certainly were not where we are today. And the light is here to stay, and peace will reign on earth. And, you know, world peace is all part of the plan. And so it's a wonderful time to be here and keep, you know, my thing is to keep working on yourself, keep transcending your own conditioning and your own humanity, where you were still coming from that war within yourself, and bring yourself into that self-healing that you're talking about, and allow your body to restore and regenerate itself. And, you know, and if we came here to build a new world, and, you know, coming from a place of being healed and whole, and what are we going to do when we are acting, living and acting from this place, and what else is possible? That's why this is such an amazing time to be here. And we talked about this on our Facebook Live, is that how we're all supporting each other, and how we all volunteered to come here.
Yes.
And right? So this truly is a wonderful time. I'm so glad that you brought the spiritual law of oneness, because I don't think that we can talk about it enough. But I just want to show this. There's this one book that's called Oneness, and it's Yeah, this is by Rasha. Uh-huh. This is a wonderful book. So you can get this also on Amazon. But I wanted to talk about your blog, because you write a blog once a week or once a month.
Once a month. I'm going to be doing it for our show. And so I did a blog on the law of vibration, but the law of vibration and the law of oneness, I already had them written. I'm working on our next show, which is the law of cause and effect. That's what we're going to do next.
It's going to be good. That's going to be good.
So I started writing and it's kind of all verbal gobbled right now. We come together.
Yeah.
But every month when we present a spiritual law, which we really don't have it mapped out, we're kind of, I ask Cornelia, I go, which spiritual law do you want to do? I wanted to let her pick since I dictated the first two. And she goes, how about cause and effect? And I was like, oh my gosh, because I've been getting that same message. I love it when that happens, you know? And I was just like, and that's it then. So I'll be writing a blog on the cause every month so that you can get some more meat or more references.
Can you tell us where people can access that blog?
Yeah, it should be in the show notes here on Transformation.
No, because
Radio.
People are listening to it, and that's why I'm asking you.
And I was going to tell, and I said also in my blog on my website, at hummingbird-jewel.com, or just Google Hummingbird Jewel, and my website should come up fairly quickly to the top. It's Hummingbird Jewel Enterprises is the name of my company, and then you just click on the. You have to enter into the garden. I have to go into the garden, and then there's different tabs because I'm kind of a little ball of beans. I have a lot of things going on.
Yes, you do. You definitely do. Well, we're going to talk about more of that when we come back from this next break.
Nice.
And we're going to find out about Julia Oil. So We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need a spiritual makeover or perhaps just a mental tune-up to optimize your life trajectory? Julia has over 45 years of wisdom to share with you, and she offers counsel by the hour where you can choose from a menu of her services and receive both consults and or product. Julia went from being a maid to having it made, and you can too. If you're interested, contact me at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
We're back, and I'm speaking with Hummingbird Jewel, and one of the things that she is also very gifted at is she created her own fragrance oil. And so tell us about what that is and also what made you do that.
This is a story. I'm going to try to make this quick. That I was probably about 14, and I met this woman, and I would describe her as a hippie. It was back in the day. You know, I'm almost 61. And so she had all these different oils. Well, this one oil, I was just like entranced with it. So she gave me the secret recipe, and I never shared it with anybody, but I kept it to myself for years. But everywhere I'd go, people were like, "What are you wearing? What are you wearing?" And so I decided to bring it to everybody, and I did change it up a little to make it mine. And I have two sizes. I have a 1/4 ounce and 1 ounce bottles, and they're roll-ons. But I made it so you can kind of push the roll off, and I give you these little teeny tiny, I'm describing it and showing it, but a little teeny tiny funnel. And you can purchase the perfume bottles separately. If you want a perfume bottle, you can have a perfume bottle, and they're Wellforth perfume bottles that they don't make them anymore. And so I only have about 35 of them left. They're going to be collector's items. They're very exquisite and beautiful. Some of them are birds, butterflies, dragonflies, and they're just really, really lovely. And then you get this gold organza around a gold box, and it's wrapped with a gold cord. It's so elegant and so beautiful. And the most fun is open the box, because they see the box itself. They're just like, oh. And then inside I put some like tissue and grass, and I also will give you a little to and from card, so you can make it out to somebody special to and from, and you can stick it inside the organza. And then I give you a card, and inside the card it's going to have a description of what to do with fragrance oil, because you can put it in your shoes, in your laundry, in your pillow. You can put a little bit on your clothes. You got to be careful what kind of material it is. But fragrance oil is not just for your skin. You can use it in all these different ways. So I describe that. And that's about it. It's just a beautiful presentation. And I sell it in my store on my website, hummingbird-jewel.com. And just love to share it. And it smells like, everybody wants to know what it smells like. How do you sell a scent over the internet? How do you describe it, Cornelia? You love it, right?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I was not a big musk kind of fan, but this was different. This was a different, it was very light, and it really complemented my body really well. So it was definitely a surprise, because I didn't, you know, I like I said, I didn't really like musk, but right. This definitely was a softer tone, and it was really kind of sensual. It had like a sensual, but I just want to talk about your box and your presentation and the because I was the recipient of your beautiful gift and the beautiful gift box that I received with the oil in it and the perfume bottle. I mean, it was extraordinary. I have never seen anything so elegantly put together. It was really beautiful. And, you know, I really encourage anybody that wants to get a unique gift for somebody that you love and adore, even if it's for yourself.
Yeah.
Grab one for yourself, because it's
love myself.
Gorgeous. Yes, it's gorgeous. And the oil is amazing. And I would share it, but I have it in my travel bag. Yes. And so, yeah.
I describe it as walking through an English garden. And believe it or not, I've had manly men wear it, because it's not too perfumey. It's extremely fresh and light. And I always use it before I do a reading.
Oh, good. And so we're That's perfect because we're getting ready to go into window beading, and we have a special, special, we're going to skip the last break. So we're just going to get ready for our special in audience. We have an in the studio guest today that's going to be here, and it's wonderful that Dora joined us, and you're going to be doing a tarot reading for her.
I'm going to do a mini reading, and Dora is part of 1 Million Meditators. She's one of our ambassadors from Italy. And so I was trying to figure out who should I do a reading for, and I thought, let's do one of my ambassadors. I put out a call out in our group, and she stepped up to the plate. So she's called in from Italy today. I don't know Dora very well, except, I feel close to her because she's one of my fellow ambassadors. And so this is just going to be so much fun. Thank you, Dora, for coming.
Thank you very much for accepting my show up. Yeah, I'm very curious, actually. And turning your interest to 1 million meditators and invite some of us. And I believe this is a beautiful meditation.
What time is your meditation tomorrow in Italy time?
When do I guide?
Yes.
I'm going to guide in Italian time at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And at 5 o'clock.
Well, we're doing two of them. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're showing me up, Dora.
Actually in the morning, but that's a different one. Yeah, it's the International Peace Day, so I'm mobile, I'm doing more of them.
Thank you so much for your contribution to the global intent. Okay, I'm going to do a really quick talk about the tarot really quickly. I use the Rider-Waite deck, and it has suits like a playing card. You have wands that represent work and career. They look like long sticks with leaves coming out. And these cards are taking place in medieval times. So you've got kings and queens and pages and peasants and swords. Uh-huh. The swords are going to represent angst, hardships. The cups, the golden goblet cups, represent love and emotions. And then the pentacles, which look like little round globes with stars in the middle, have to do with money and finances. Then there's 28 other cards we call the major arcana, and they're just more powerful cards. Some of them look a little scary, but they're really not. There's a devil card. It means our habits. There's the death card. It means something is ending and something is beginning. It could be end of the job or something like that. But it does show a skeleton on a horse. Yeah. Don't get scared. Nothing scary. And so I always like to describe the tarot a little bit because not everybody in the audience may understand it. And I know that not all the audience can see the cards. I am going to put them up for people that are watching, but I'm going to try to describe them also to those people that are listening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the way I do a reading is I have Dora's first and last name. I'm not going to announce that on air, and her date of birth. And I put my hand over and I do what I call an invocation. And it's kind of like connecting to her, like back in the days when we had computer modems and we would have to wait to connect to the internet. So I'm going to do this prayer and I'm going to connect to Dora. And I ask that the audience and everybody listening, please just think of the name Dora. And Dora, I need you to relax and just think of your name. Okay. Are you ready? All right.
I'm ready.
And I call out to the positive powers of the universe, to my guides, masters, and angels, assist me to open psychically and become a channel for the light. And this is for the benefit of Dora. Now I'm going to shuffle the cards. If Dora was here with me, she would shuffle, but I'm going to do it in her behalf. There's no right or wrong way to shuffle. You just do it until you feel like it's time to stop. And my method of tarot was self-given to me by divine guidance. So I really don't know how other people do it. This is my own divine guidance showed me how to do this. Okay. I got to remember it's a half a reading. I'm used to doing, which will be five cards. Usually there's 10. So I'm going to lay out the card spread, and each card will be in a position which means something, and I will tell you what that something is. The first card is going to represent what's happening right now, what's happening today in your present position. It is the Nine of Pentacles. For those that can see me on camera, I'm putting it up. You can Google the Rider-Waite, R-I-D-E-R-W-A-I-T-E, and put in Nine of Pentacles, and you can see the card for anybody that really wants to see what it looks like. But it's showing this beautiful, elegant woman, and she's in her garden, and she's surrounded by her pentacles, which has to do with money. And she has a falcon on her, and she has her falcon above her. And this card really basically is about your independence as a woman and coming into your own self and being, and when I mean independent, doesn't mean that you have to be alone, but you're not afraid of being alone. You're okay. You actually are embracing it now. And you're also financially, you know, things are coming together for you. Maybe in the past they weren't so good, but things are looking good for you financially. It's a very good card for abundance, for manifestation of abundance, for seeing yourself, being able to take care of yourself on your own if you want. It doesn't mean you have to be alone or anything, but that you have a sense of independence and a sense of self-love that maybe you haven't had before. What's crossing you right now, which is kind of like what's happening now also, in the same frame, we have the Knight of Swords. This knight is a very action knight. The knight has the armor, and he has a red cloak, and he has a white horse, and he is charging forward. Wow, he has his sword in front of him. He is not back waiting. There's a little bit of storm in the background because the clouds look like lightning bolts. But there's still clear blue. And what this means is you're not taking any guff. You're not going to sit around and wait. You're just going to charge through whatever, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Not atrocity, that's not the right word. Whatever it might be feeling like it's coming against you, you're just going through it. You're not going to sit back and go, ooh, I'm scared, or, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. You're just like, I'm going right through this storm. So you're going to just move right through it. It's not, and so it's all good for you. It's very much about being brave. It's very much about taking action, you know, and you're just going to go right through it, and things will be really good. Distant past card. And when a distant past card really has to do with what's happening now, usually something that happened in your distant past is kind of coming into your current. And it is the Four of Pentacles. You got another pentacle card. And the little guy is holding on to his pentacle, and he has two under his feet and one on top of his head. And he's sitting there pondering about. And this is about kind of like about the financial aspects. When I say with finances, you need to save some, give some, and spend some. He's very good with his money. So somebody in your past, and I'm thinking it's father or mother, it's somebody that helped raise you. It wasn't like they were tight with money, but yeah, they were a little tight with money. You know, they were planners. They've taught you how to plan, and they have installed that into you, and they might be installing it into you right now. Like maybe you're wanting to do something and they're saying, you know, maybe you better think about that, or maybe you shouldn't put that much money down on a house. You should only put a part of it down. And, you know, it's something about strategy and money. So being strategic with your money. Okay. Recent past, you got another pentacle card. It's the Five of Pentacles. In this card, looks like homeless people. There's a homeless woman, and then there's a man that's a cripple, and they're out in the snow. And right above them is a beautiful cathedral with five pentacles in the stained glass window. This is in recently, you might have had a little jolt with something to do with money, and it's telling you to remember to turn to the God self, to the higher power. Remember that everything always works out for you. And it doesn't really matter with money that you don't turn away from your spirituality and from what you know is right or wrong. And so it doesn't have anything to do with you being homeless, but what in the card, the story in the card is that they don't see the church window. They don't see that they have protection. They don't see that it's right there for them. And so it's telling me that you might have had a little bit of a spiritual upheaval. It might have had something to do with money a little bit recently, but you know, everything will be fine on that too. Just remember to stay close to God. So. And what's above you? You have another knight. This knight is the Knight of Wands. And so the wand is that long stick with leaves growing out of it. It shows a knight. Again, he has armor on. This guy's yellow tunic with lizards. Lizards have to do with dreams. He has a orange plume coming out of his helmet, and his horse is also in action. I call this card the moving card, and I'm talking about physically moving. You possibly might be thinking about moving or taking some kind of action to change places. That I got moving, like I'm talking about like actually moving into a different place. Or, I mean, they can mean a lot of different things. That was the first thing that came to me. It also could mean that you're dreaming about it. You're trying to think, maybe you're manifesting a new home. And if so, this is telling you to keep strong on your intent of that. Stick close to your dreams. Don't let them go. You know, don't think about obstacles. Think about how it can be and act as if. What's in your future, which is about like, I'd say 1 or 2 weeks, we have Seven of Swords. Seven of Swords. Swords, remember, are hardships, angst, sorrows. Okay, this little guy is stealing swords while the other guys are eating in the camp. And so it's like the army. It's like a medieval army. And they're all having their dinner. And this guy is taking off with the swords. Okay, this could mean that someone is a shyster, which means not quite ethical. Be careful if you're going to purchase a new car to make sure you get that car checked out. Not everybody on earth is, you know, wonderful and kind and giving. And so it's just saying to be really aware of people that you're doing business dealings with. It could even be medical, like go get a second opinion. And it doesn't necessarily mean somebody's going to steal from you. It just means to be aware that you can always get more than one opinion, estimate. Don't be afraid to say, hey, I want to think about this if you're in some kind of transaction.
So, Julia, I love this reading. I just wanted to let you know that we have like 4 minutes left before the show is over.
Well, that's the end of the reading. So,
3 minutes. We actually have so, 3 minutes.
Dora, did anything resonate in this reading to you?
Yeah, many things actually used to surprise me.
Are you feeling your independence as a woman?
Yes, I do. And I, you know, it's interesting. I just finished the course of bodywork. Right now, I'm just having dinner with amazing people coming from all over the place. And, you know, I have new skills now, a new tool in my hand.
Nice.
It's definitely something that would work. Yeah, definitely. And actually,
are you thinking about moving?
Yes. From one island, I'm moving to the other island in a month. Okay.
So all of this is telling you, you know, readings are a lot of times they're just confirmation of what you already know. And this is the timeline that you're on today going out. So if you ever see something in a reading that you don't like, you can change it. But if you see everything going the way that, you know, that you think it should be going, it's always kind of just nice to know that the divine is watching over you.
I just
want to interrupt, ladies. I'm sorry. I'm the timekeeper. So here we are. I just want to thank you so much, Dora, for coming on to the Cornelia Stephanie show today. And check in with Julia again, and you all can
we can chat afterwards.
Yeah. And I just want to thank everybody for listening and for tuning in today for this wonderful spiritual law of oneness. Thank you so much, Jules, for being this beautiful reading and everything that you're bringing to the show. And let's give your website one more time for everybody.
Hummingbird-Jewel.com, or just Google Hummingbird Jewel. That's also my YouTube channel. I am looking for my first 1,111 subscribers. Please subscribe to my channel. I would love that. I would really be thankful for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Have a wonderful weekend. Namaste. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.